Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're talking Talent Sarajevo with one of the script consultants here with the Talents, Steve Matthews, who is the executive producer of Drama Development HBO Europe. Thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure, really great to be here. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So can we start off and get straight into it? Let's just maybe talk about a little bit about what it is that you do with the Screenwriting Talents.
What we're doing is there are three of us here, and I believe there are 9 or 10 entirely young writers from various places around the region, all bringing with them various projects, short films and feature films in various stages of development, and we divide them up, and each of the three of us spends 2 or 3 sessions over a few days trying to help them and bring our skills and experience to help them, you know, help them as writers in any way that we can. So yeah, spending a bit of time with them, really.
And how is it that you do it? I understand that you also do one-on-one sessions.
That's the center of it. So there are a number of lectures and meetings and things that we do, but the center of it are these one-on-one mentoring sessions where we go through their material and talk about it and kick it around and talk about life in the universe.
Yeah, obviously that would be a lot of, like, there would be a more personal kind of approach to actually teaching someone about screenwriting more directly, especially in regards to their own project and their own original visions.
That's right. I mean, writing in any form of art is very kind of subjective. So I personally, in my career, have always been, I suppose, a little mistrustful of models and theories. So, yeah, sure, I understand all that Robert McKee and Christian Vogler and Sid Field stuff, and those are all very, very useful models. But each writer and each project is kind of different, and there's no one size fits all thing. So it's for me, it's very much about trying to understand what it is that a writer is trying to do and help them to tell their own story, but never tell them what story to tell.
Exactly, yeah. Well, actually, let's talk about maybe a little bit about the ideas that have kind of been brought up to the talent campus, and what do you think of them? What's the creativity like?
Well, it's interesting. They're all very different, and they're all very interesting. I mean, the three very interesting people that I'm working with, 2 short films and 1 early stage feature film, and they're very different subject matters in many ways. But what I find quite interesting is that all three of them, in totally different ways, are, I think, I recognize a common theme between them. They all seem to be in some way wrestling with where young people fit in the world, the problems of the world, and what young people can do about it. And there seems to be a theme of them being troubled by that. So it feels very different from a kind of American 60s thing where we'll all smoke pot and carry a placard and the world will be changed for the better. These are young people really thinking about what can be done to improve a troubled world. It's fascinating that, just perhaps by coincidence or perhaps because of a zeitgeist thing, that there's this shared theme in the three that I'm working on. Very, very interesting.
Yes, and also it's all about coming up with original ideas that aren't necessarily influenced by mainstream cinema. And in that sense, I mean, like, also being true to your kind of regional identity, while being universal in portraying the themes that are being portrayed.
That's right. And, you know, really in my job, I'm an old television story hack that's been around for years on all sorts of cop shows and so on and so forth. So my understanding of certain constructions and skills is based on many years on working on kind of mainstream shows. So I have to be very careful, because there's the tale and how you tell it, and those are two slightly different things that come together in the writing. So I have these, so I can say to a writer, look, your second act is a little bit wonky and you need a little bit more pace and that, and I can do that, but I have to be very careful because the voices here are different from what they might be in the UK or even France or Germany or Los Angeles. So there's a line that I'm always balancing.
Yeah, but that's interesting, because it introduces something that I was going to ask you about. But given your experience in television, what would be like the main differences between writing a script for a feature than developing an idea for a television show, apart from like the obvious, you know, the triptych in a feature film, and, you know, developing an idea for a show that could go on for seasons, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are 2 or 3 different answers to that. And the first and simplest answer is no difference at all. Writing is writing. Good writing is good writing. And there is no, in my mind, the way that television has gone in the last 20 years, there's no it's the thing that I'm battling all the time. There's no qualitative difference between the two. There is no case of cinema being better and television being the poorer cousin. That's almost my mission to proselytize that point. And also in terms of technology, television looks fantastic. The camera, camera, the Alexa camera and all the rest of it, Game of Thrones, people's HD TVs. So the two are kind of merging together and you can see that. You can see where the money is going. You can see the big film guys over the last few years in the States have been piling into television. So it's great that these borders and barriers are being broken down. But yes, series, which is mostly what I do, it is certainly a more collaborative medium. And, the endless battle over the years between the writer and the director, it's not about a fight for power, it's just a necessary difference of the way that things work out. Generally in television, if you've got 10 episodes, you will have a writer who's either written all of them or the so-called showrunner has control over the writing. Then probably, there are exceptions, first series of True Detective is one director over 8 episodes, but usually you have a number of directors coming in, and that necessarily moves the kind of power a little bit across from the, so that's really, I think, in terms of process, a definite difference, that in cinema still the director is king, and in television it's a little bit more of the writer, a little bit more of a team effort. And I personally love that collaborative process of everybody coming together and figuring out what a show is.
Well, essentially this is defined as a golden age for television. But here's my question to you, especially because you work with HBO Europe. A lot of the times people talk about American shows, though. Well, you've been involved in it with the show from my home country, Love Hate, very successful. But let's talk about maybe the state of developing ideas for a TV show in Europe as opposed to developing one in America. In other words, is it a little bit more challenging?
Is it more challenging? I don't know. Never done a show in America. But certainly things are kind of changing because of this sense. Things are generally changing for the better because of that post-Sopranos boom that you see in the States. And this whole conversation about the golden age of television, is it or isn't it? Huge influence of the Scandinavian thing. Huge influence of The Killing and The Bridge and so on. And you mentioned Love Hate, which is a gangster series that I worked on in Ireland, which was a very interesting process in terms of finding a local voice, which is partly, I think, what we're kind of talking about here. Do you go for something that's very universal and you want to sell it internationally, or are you doing something that's kind of culturally specific? On Love Hate, which was quite a pretty edgy gangster show in Ireland that you obviously are aware of, I came in as the second series, and we did quite a lot of work to make it more Irish, more dark, more violent, I suppose. And the perceived wisdom of Sunday night television was this was a terrible thing to do because this is a national state broadcaster and they want as many viewers as possible and you don't want to frighten the horses. Funnily enough, what happened was the darker we took it, the more truthful it was, the more people responded to it. So, all the time, again, it's this balance. In my current job for HBO Europe, where I'm helping to develop projects for the local markets in these territories through Central and Eastern Europe, again, I have to be very careful. The concept behind this is that there are many people who are subscribing to watch Game of Thrones with Hungarian subtitles, and that's great. Somebody rather cleverly thought, I wonder if people would like some local programming in their own language, and the response in all of the territories has been fantastic. Fantastic. So I have to be very careful because I can bring in certain storylining skills that I have from my career, but hopefully I can help the writers sharpen things up and make things become more, a little bit more focused, particularly in genre shows, but also being very careful that, a Hungarian show, for instance, remains very much with a Hungarian voice, and we are making it for the audience in Hungary.
Wonderful. Well, it was very interesting talking with you, and thanks very much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.